You are listening to 5 Minutes Golf Podcast. Hi golfer and non-golfer. You've been listening to 5 Minutes Golf Podcast, episode number 2. Before we jump right into our this week episode, I would like to tell you guys something about the first episode that I published a week ago. I got a lot of good feedback from you guys. Someone say that I do inspire them to do a good thing. Someone say that they admire me or they appreciate me that I'm trying to challenge myself and trying to leave my comfort zone. And all like and share, I do thank you guys a lot. It's mean a lot to me. And I can say thank you to you guys 1,000 times. I am so appreciated. All right, let's get back to our this week episode. This episode, I would like to talk about something big, something that meaningful for many people, actually for mankind. Sound interesting, right? Yes, I'm talking about time. Time is a valuable thing. We all know that. Time never goes back. They're moving forward and forward consistently, day in, day out. Here's the fact about time. When the time goes by, there are someone that gained or took the opportunity from the time by improving themselves, by using the time with their family, do the thing that meaningful to them or to others. But someone, they did it opposite way. They spend the time like it's unlimited, but unfortunately, the time is limited for all people in the world. Here's the point of this episode. We all have a target. We all have a dream, right? That's a good thing. But the big question is, do you put the time for those target, for those dream that you set? Or do you use time effectively enough? I would like to challenge you guys to answering the two questions that I just said just a moment. I repeat the questions again. Do you put the time for those targets, for those dreams that you have set? Do you use time effectively enough? If you guys answering this question honestly to yourself, there are someone will answer yes. If you say yes, I would say congratulations to you guys that you spend the time wisely, you spend the time effectively. But if the answer is no, I would say that you might use the time wisely enough or you spend the time with the thing that unnecessary for you. So the point of this EP is I would like to recommend you guys to do a weekly plan. Or nowadays, we have a word like time boxing or time blocking. Most of successful people nowadays, they use this technique. They're doing weekly plan on the weekend. They plan ahead what they are going to do each day. You guys might be wondering why it have to be weekly plan. The answer is weekly plan is not too far out than monthly plan or yearly plan. Or it's not too short than a daily plan. Let's say if you are doing daily plan, you have to decide each day and each day. So you spend a lot of decision makings. But if you do the monthly plan or yearly plan, that one is really long and maybe sometime the plan has changed, right? So the optimum way is the weekly plan, and I have done it myself for 3 weeks in a row, and I found that it is really useful and I can spend the time really effectively. So if you guys answering no with two questions that I questioned you, I think it's time that you may be trying to use weekly plan as I recommended. Alright guys, I think this episode might help you in some way, help you to use the time that's it's the most valuable thing for our humankind. Before we close this episode, I have a quote for you. This quote I got from my coach, Jason Glass, from the Instagram story. If you want to get things done, make sure you schedule it and make it your priority. Make sure you subscribe in Apple Podcast, Podbean, Spotify. And see you guys next episode. Bye.